Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome into another edition of the Future Stocks Podcast. My name is Elijah Evans, and I've got a really exciting interview lined up today. We are joined by White Sox 2024 second rounder, Caleb Bonnemer. Caleb is off to his first full professional season here, about halfway through the season in Kannapolis. Super excited to be joined by him today and just talk a little bit about what it's like to be in his first full season, how the season's gone, and all the lessons he's learned throughout his first 3 months in single-A baseball. Caleb, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. So we talked a bit in Arizona, and you kind of, got off to a little bit of a slow start in spring training, just getting your body right, getting in the rhythm of everything. And then, surprisingly to most White Sox fans, I think, we're assigned directly to Kannapolis, where you got off to a really hot start. You had a pretty impressive start to your career, especially being, a high school draft pick. What were some of the keys for you to just really get going on the right foot from the start of the season in Canny?
Yeah, I think, starting off, just getting a good routine down, learning to take care of my body, the certain things I need to do to, stay healthy and stay on the field. Like I said, just getting a good routine before the game that I can kind of go through every day, and kind of having my few keys that I know that when I'm going well, I do these things, and kind of just trying to do those things every day. It's a different game in high school playing every day. So, I think the biggest thing for me was just kind of that everyday grind aspect, getting used to that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you kind of what that initial adjustment from high school ball, obviously, in high school, especially I'm from the Midwest too. So from the Midwest, right? Like you play a number of games, right? But you get rainouts, you get cold days, you get all these kind of variables where you're not playing all the time. And then you get to pro ball and now you're, 6 days a week, pretty much every single week. Obviously there's still some rain there as well. What were kind of the things in that first month or two that you really kind of had you feeling like, okay, this is a different level of baseball,
Yeah, I think, kind of the biggest thing was it's a game of failures. If something doesn't go your way, you have a bad game, you don't change everything right away. In high school, you go for four. You're expecting to do you're expecting to be the best player on the team. But here, you're gonna have your ups and downs. The pitching's good, so if something doesn't go your way, you don't gotta start changing your swing, changing your approach, changing everything. I think when I kind of commit to my plan, commit to the things I know I do well, and just trying to continue to do those things, good things happen.
Yeah, man. No, that makes perfect sense. When you're kind of talk about that pitching a little bit, when you got up and you kind of have that first month or two under your belt with the pitching you're facing, what are kind of the differentiation between the high school pitchers you've seen, some of the better ones, and then when you get to this level, is it just velocity or are there other elements to the pitching that's just a different tier?
Yeah, in playing summer ball in high school, I'd say I saw pretty similar level of pitching. Compared to baseball that I played, it's not guys run way harder, way nastier stuff. Pretty much everybody down here is throwing harder, better breaking balls than what I saw in high school. But I would say playing on the summer circuit in high school kind of helped me prepare for this because we saw a ton of good arms there. So I think I was pretty prepared coming off of that.
Yeah, one thing you've done particularly well, I think, especially for a lot of high school guys, is you're rocking almost a 16% walk rate so far in your first couple months there. What are some of the things that you do for yourself when you talk about, facing similar but more advanced pitching? What are some of the things you kind of think through and do for yourself to continue to maintain a really good approach at the plate?
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what I was saying before, just trying to stick to it every time, every at bat, every pitch. Because when I start trying to change everything and trying to get too minute in the details, then that's when you can kind of start overthinking it a little bit and kind of get off your plan. But I think for me, just I know what my plan is. I know these are the things I got to do. I'm just trying to do those things every single time. I try to keep it pretty much the same for every type of pitcher, righty, lefty. Occasionally if a guy's maybe throwing a lot more breaking balls, I'll change it.
Yeah.
Try to keep it pretty much the same every guy, every at bat, just kind of try to keep it consistent as possible.
Yeah, that makes sense. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't remember you coming into the draft as a guy lauded for your speed necessarily. I mean, you've had a lot of, you were kind of touted as somebody with raw power and kind of that profile in general. You have 20 stolen bases and in, half of a season at this point. Has that been an emphasis for you kind of just to develop in your game or just throughout the Kannapolis roster in general?
Honestly, I think I've always been a pretty quick guy. speed's kind of a big part of my game. If I can steal as many bags as possible, I've always loved to do that. So, also in this team is we got a pretty athletic team.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we try to push the envelope a little bit if we can. I think having speed, stealing bags is definitely a big part of my game.
Yeah, definitely. And then the other side of the ball, you kind of, have played a lot of shortstop. You've played some third base. How do you feel that your kind of defense has settled in as you've had a few months to really just get used to playing every day and that consistency? And where do you feel like you've grown on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, I think, I've been playing a little bit more third this year because historically, like in the past in high school, I played basically shortstop every time. So, playing third, that was a little bit of an adjustment, but I've been enjoying it so far. I think one of the biggest things is just kind of keeping my legs fresh. Staying in my legs and my throws, kind of been one thing I've been working on, but just like hitting, you have ups and downs. And the speed of the runners here is also a lot different than high school. Yeah. So that's kind of an adjustment you kind of got to make. I've been somewhat pleased with how I've been playing. Like I said, you'll have ups and downs in both.
Yeah, the speed of runners is an interesting point you make there, because I think that in general you're going to see a professional ball, just more athletic, higher-end athletes. But I also think that particularly the league you guys play in the Carolina League, there's some organizations that really emphasize speed. You look at like Charleston's team and the Rays organization, like they push the envelope speed-wise with almost all of their young prospects, right? So is that something with your throws that you've noticed kind of the difference in how your timing goes, either at short or third, just with having to get the ball out a little quicker?
I think it's kind of just – something that's kind of in the back of your mind, like that you kind of just, definitely in high school, there were a lot more plays where like I thought I had no chance of making a play and I just chucked the ball over there and I still somehow got the guy out because he just wasn't fast. Down here, it's like you got to make the play clean or he's going to be safe. So it's just kind of little adjustments like that and trying to figure out how to be as consistent as possible.
Yeah. As you continue to kind of grow and just develop your game, do you find yourself feeling like you're tapping into your power more as the season goes along? Or has it kind of just been a consistent process of keeping that approach the same, like you've mentioned?
Yeah, I think, I think when I'm going my best is when I am kind of tapping into my power more.
Yeah.
And I do think there was kind of a stretch there where I was kind of trying to almost just put the ball in play a little bit too much and kind of not trying to do as much damage. I do think, when I'm hitting the ball, not necessarily out of the park, but kind of in the gaps and getting my extra base hits.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. You mentioned it there a little, but the ups and downs of a season, right? You had a really strong first 2 months. In June, you go through a little bit of a tougher stretch there at the plate. But now in the past week or two, you've really started to shine a little bit more. You had a homer earlier this week. You had a double back in Hickory during that series. What is it that kind of helps you, whether it's a mindset thing or just kind of sticking to your routine, go from those, rougher stretches and get back into a rhythm again?
Yeah, I think, honestly, it goes back to just knowing what I do, like knowing my plan, kind of have this checklist I go through, kind of make sure I load properly, make sure I'm on time, then make sure I commit to my plan. And as long as I do those three things, Kind of the results will just take care of themselves. Yeah. So yeah, I think kind of last week, I kind of dialed back in on my plan a little bit. Like I said before, I was kind of just trying to kind of just put the ball in play a little bit too much instead of trying to actually kind of do some damage. So, yeah, and also sometimes, you know, being able to talk to our coaches, like Chad or Charlie, just we've got great hitting minds here. So, and even the players, teammates. So just being able to talk to guys about kind of what they see or what they're doing is always helpful too.
I was going to get there in a sec. I was going to ask kind of what's the value of having teammates from such different like degrees of their baseball career, right? You've got some guys who are, you know, SEC college players. You've got high school guys like George from the Midwest, like you, you know, and just then you have some international guys who are coming from playing in the Dominican or Cuba. What is that experience like having such a wide range of teammates?
Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, you got guys, like you said, from all over the world.
Yeah.
We got guys who are 23, 24, 25 years old. So we've been playing the game for a little while now at a high level. So yeah, being able to pick their brains, kind of how they think about it, how they go about their business. And yeah, even like Chad, he played in the big leagues for a while. So he's been a huge help for us because he's been through it all. He knows. So yeah, he's been a big help. And yeah, just talking to other guys, kind of seeing how they go about their swings, how their approach and different things like that.
Yeah, no, that's great. It definitely seems like everybody in the organization finds some value in their teammates and just the different, you know, people you get to talk to on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. For you, as you kind of get going towards, you know, we're over halfway through the minor league season at this point. I know you seem like you're regimented with just staying to your focuses and keeping your mindset in the right place. Is there any goals for you in terms of things that you want to kind of, whether it's check off your list or just continue to get better at any facet of the game over the next 2 months while you're still there in Kannapolis?
I'd say the biggest thing is if I can just consistently kind of hone in on those things and kind of not let the ups and downs kind of take you away from them. That's really like, that's what my main focus would be, but yeah, I mean, obviously you want to put up good numbers too. But I try my best not to focus on that. But yeah, I mean, then defensively, I think if I could just clean up a little bit of the throwing errors a little bit. But yeah, overall, I'd say just continue to stick to my plan and kind of let the results take care of themselves.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you think that you mentioned defensively a little bit? Do you find yourself more comfortable at third versus short at this point, or do you feel like you're at a similar place at both spots right now?
I think they both have their different challenges. Yeah. I mean, I played short my whole life, so
right.
I'd say I'm pretty comfortable there. But I mean, I do think third can be a little more simpler because you don't got to worry about the runners and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, I enjoy playing both. And yeah, third's been a lot of fun because I haven't played there as much before. But yeah, I've enjoyed both.
Yeah. Given fans just a little bit of an insight into who you are off the field, I always like to give people a chance to talk about that a bit. And when you're, you know, in these last few months, obviously this is your kind of first experience really being away from home and kind of out and just living and doing this professional baseball side of things. What are some things you like to do kind of just away from the game to keep your mind fresh and off of all that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is I like to play a lot of golf. So nice. Actually my brother's down here playing summer ball. So nice. We're able to see each other a little bit and play some golf. Yeah, lately in the houses, we've been watching some movies. So that's been a lot of fun.
Nice.
But yeah, I'd say I really enjoy playing golf. So that's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys like to play video games and stuff. But yeah, for me, get out on the golf course kind of takes your mind away from baseball, but it can also help you with baseball a little bit. Cause I mean, it's another sport that you can kind of try to, not master, but another thing you can try to get good at. So
yeah.
I've always enjoyed it.
What are you shooting these days?
When I play well, I'm like 80s, low 80s.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice, man. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate you joining. I just wanted to get a little bit of further insight into what you're up to. And yeah, we're looking forward to continuing to watch you develop throughout the organization. And I know people are excited about what you've been doing all season. So keep working, and we're looking forward to keeping following up with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's been fun. Thank you.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today. Save big.